Yes, start again. Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah. Misha hoye loy shnei tinoikos, echod lomol acher ha-Shabbos, he Samuel that had two different milas lined up. One was supposed to be acher ha-Shabbos, in other words, one kid was born on Yom Rishon on Sunday, and the mila is supposed to be the next Sunday. V'yechod lomol b'Shabbos, and one baby was born on Shabbos, so the mila is supposed to be on Shabbos. So they came the next Shabbos, v'shochach ha-Moyel, eshel acher ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Moyel made a mistake, and on Shabbos he gemalt the one that was supposed to be b'yom Rishon. Come to say, when he did it on Yom HaShabbos, it was only b'yom Zayin Shaloi, it wasn't b'yom Shmini Shaloi, so he wasn't mekayim any mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah's mila if you do it before Yom Shmini. There's a Mele Chayiv. He's Chayiv Echatis the Moyel, because he did a malacha of chabura on Shabbos, and there wasn't deich Shabbos, there wasn't any mitzvah to be gemalt the biyoyim of Yerushan on Shabbos. So merely is chayiv echatis. Strashi v'shochach omoyer l'shalach v'shabbos v'shabbos chayiv. The toye b'dvar mitzvah. He made a mistake. He was toying a dvar mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah's mila that was deich Shabbos, but v'lo yose mitzvah. Who? He didn't do any mitzvah. Because what he did was he cut off the orla of Ben Eshiva. He's only 7 days old. He's not 8 days old yet, this kid. And he made a chabur on Shabbos. Here everybody's moida that the moil is chayiv echatis. What about another case? Echad lomo v'erev Shabbos. He had one mila that was supposed to be done on erev Shabbos, that the kid was born Friday. So the next Friday is the Yom HaMila. V'yechod lomo v'Shabbos, and one kid was born on Shabbos, that the mila is supposed to be the next Shabbos. V'shoach achol moil, eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Now the moil made a mistake, and it came the next Shabbos. Instead of making the mila on the kid that was supposed to be on Shabbos, he made the mila on the kid that was supposed to be on Friday. Now here, even though the mila was supposed to be on Friday, so he made it a day later, he made a b'yom tisha that was on Shabbos. So I call upon him, he is mekayim a mitzvah. You're allowed to make a mila after Yom Shmini on Yom Tisha, you can make a mila. But just since this is called a mila shlei bezmana, it doesn't have a din to b'deich Shabbos. So here, Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Lezer says he's still chayiv chatis. Since he did a chabura on Shabbos, he did a malacha that he had no heter to. This mila, since the shlei bezmana, it's not deich Shabbos, so merely it's chayiv chatis. Reb Yeshua poiter. This is the chiddush. Reb Yeshua says in such a case he's poiter. From Achatis. Hey, since he was a Toye B'dva mitzvah, he thought he was doing a mitzvah's mila, he thought this kid was Mechuyiv and Mila on Shabbos, or it is Deich Shabbos. And really, he did a Maisa mitzvah. Because even though the kid was born on Friday, and the mila should have been done yesterday, but if you do the mila on Shabbos, he still Mechayim the mitzvah. Just this mitzvah is not Deich Shabbos. So Al-Tei B'Shu, in such a case, he's Potter from Mechiv Achatis. So Rashi, Echad lo mel b'Shabbos, v'echad lo mel b'erev Shabbos, v'shochach u'moil es Shall Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos is Reb Lezer Mechayiv Chatis. Trashu demilish le bizmana eina deich Shabbos. Since it's a milish le bizmana, it's not deich Shabbos. V'yaf pagav detoy b'dva mitzvah shoyet torit b'yoyse shal Shabbos. Even though he thought that he was being torit in the milah that was supposed to be deich Shabbos, umeteich kach toy. And since he was torit in doing the mitzvah, he made a mistake. B'zeh v'yaf b'zeh osa mitzvah. And even this kid, the kid who was supposed to have the mila on Friday, when he did it on Shabbos, he was mekayim mitzvah. Sherei rohu lomul, sherei rohu lomul. He's after b'yom hashmini. He's ready to have the mila. Ella, what was the chesaron? She'ena derech Shabbos. A mila shleiv zman of derech Shabbos. His tefila Reb Lezer, at Reb Lezer, toye b'dva mitzvah. V'yosa mitzvah. He made a mistake, and you did the mitzvah. She'esh b'chiyev chatis chayiv. Still, Reb Lezer, still you chayiv chatis. But the ma'isi, he had no heter to do the mitzvah. To do this Maisa Milo on Shabbos, since it's Shleibes Mana, so you made a Chabura on Shabbos. So true, you were Shoygeg, but you like every other Shoygeg that you Chayev Echatis. Reb Yeshua Poiter, Tesvirle Toye B'dva Mitzvah V'yose Mitzvah Poter. This is different than every other Shoygeg. Every other Shoygeg you Chayev Echatis, because you're not a Toye B'dva Mitzvah. But here, since you thought you had a Heter to do it, and you're Oisek in a Mitzvah, and you did do a Mitzvah, so even though you had no right to do it, still there's no Chayev Echatis. We'll see in the Gemara how he knows this Yechidish. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Yechidish, though. That Yepota from Achatis in such a case. Here's like the Gemara, Rav Huna Mas Nichayiv. Rav Huna learns in the Reish of the Mishnah, like we have it, that everybody holds Yechayiv. Rav Yehuda Mas Nipota. Rav Yehuda has no different gears in the Mishnah, and he learns in the first case, everybody holds Yepota. We'll soon see what that means. So we learned the Mishnah that in a case where one tinnik was supposed to be on Shabbos and one tinnik was supposed to be on Sunday, and you did the Sunday's Mila on Shabbos, everybody holds you chayiv. And since you were not mekayim a mitzvah's Mila, it was the Sunday's Mila on Shabbos is too chasar and it's shleibes mana and it's not even biyom shmini. So since you're not mekayim any mitzvah, everybody holds you chayiv achatas. Now Reb Yehuda Masni Potter, Reb Yehuda holds by says a different gears in our ratio, and he holds everybody holds you potter. What is that case? A Rashi the Muki law, b'shochachu moel eshel erer Shabbos b'Shabbos. O pluktihi b'shal achra Shabbos b'Shabbos. As he learns, Reb Yehuda learns different pshat in our Mishnah. He learns in the Sefer that we have it, we're in a case where you made the Friday's Mila on Shabbos, everybody holds you potter. Even though Friday's Mila on Shabbos is a Mila Shleibes Mana, it's not Deich Shabbos, but the Maitzah, since on Shabbos is called B'yom Tisha, it's the ninth day old, and you, if you make the Mila, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila. Since you were Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila, everybody holds your potter for Machatis. And the Machloikis then, Reb Yeshua and Reb Lez in the Mishnah, is if you're Chayiv or potter for Machatis, even in the Reisha, even in the case where you had one kid that was born on Shabbos, and one kid was born on Sunday. So the Mila was supposed to be on Sunday. And you made a mistake and you made that Mila on Shabbos. See, even though it's Shleib is Manam. And you're not Mekayim any mitzvah. Because you're making the Mila on Shabbos, which is B'yom Shiva from the birth. Still, Reb Yeshua still holds your potter from Echatis. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara. Re'afuna masni chayiv. Re'afuna learns that we have in our Mishnah that in the Reish everybody holds your chayiv. The Tanya. Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Elozer, Lanech Leku Rebbe Eliezer, for Rebbe Yeshua, there's no machlokes that according to both of them Yechayiv Echatis, Al Mi Sheho Yeloi Beis Tinoikos, where Moel had two kids to make a mili run. Echad Lomo B'Shabbos, one was supposed to be done on Shabbos, V'yechad Lomoel Achra Shabbos, and one was supposed to be done on Sunday. V'shoch Achu Moel Eshel Achra Shabbos, B'Shabbos, and the Moel made a mistake. And he took the kid that was born on Sunday, that the Mila was supposed to be on Sunday. And he made the Mila on Shabbos, Sheu Chayiv. Everybody holds in this case, Sheu Chayiv Echatis, the Moel. Because he made a Chabur on Shabbos, and even though he was Toyer, he thought he was a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos, but since he did not do any mitzvah, because this kid is only B'yom Shiva, there's no mitzvah's Mila at all, therefore everybody holds Sheu Chayiv Echatis. Rashi Sheu Chayiv, the Yam Fagav, the Torah of the mitzvah, he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he thought that this kid was born on Shabbos, of a kiva and the lav mitzvah, but since Lamaisi is not being mekayim any mitzvah, shadayin lo higiyaz mana lomol, it didn't come the time yet for the chiv's mila, it's only biyom shiva, it's not biyom shmini, it's everybody holds yichayiv echatis. Aman nechleku, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua? Al mi shoho yeloi beis tinoikos, where Moel had two kids to make a mila run. Echad lomol bera Shabbos. One was born on Friday, so the Mila is supposed to be the next Friday. V'yechod lomo b'Shabbos. One kid was born on Shabbos, so the Mila is supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shochach, the Moel made a mistake. O Moel es shel error Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Moel made a mistake and he made the Mila on Shabbos on the kid that was born on Friday. So here, the Moel is Mekayim mitzvah, because it's B'yom Tisha, of Vnesvig, and he had no right to do it because it's a Mila Shloi B'Zman, it's not the Shabbos. Sherebi Eliezer Mechayiv Chatis. Since it's not the Shabbos, you called it a Molocha B'Shegeg Yechayiv Echatis. Reb Yeshua Poiter, Reb Yeshua says, no, since you were Toyev Dva Mitzvah, you thought you were doing the Mitzvah, and you're Mekayim a Mitzvah because it's B'yom Tisha, so you have a Kima Mitzvah's Mila, he holds your potter from Echatis. So the Gemara Shneim Lelamdu Elam Yavoidus Kechovim. Both Reb Yeshua and Reb Eliezer learn out the Din from Avoidus Kechovim, from the Avera of Avoidus Kechovim, that there the Torah says Yechayiv Echatis. Rabbi Eliezer of Kavodis Kechavim. Hey, it's just like Avodis Kechavim. If you do it b'shoigig yichayiv echatis, if you didn't Avodis Zara, who adin if you mechal l'Shabbos b'shoigig yosu chayiv echatis. Isma Avodis Kechavim. Just like by the Avera of being Oivid Avodis Kechavim. Omer Rachmona. Lo Isavid. The Torah says alav, don't be Oivid Avodis Zara. Tuchi Ovid mechayiv, and if you do Avodis Zara b'shoigig, the lochvij yichayiv echatis, hochinami loishino. How to Rebbe Eliezer, who had been here? Since you were Mechal Shabbos, you did a Chabura on Shabbos, that you had no heter to make this Mila on Shabbos, so Mila's called you did an Avera B'Shabbos, Yechayiv Echatis. Shrashi Elam Avodizorah. Shehukshu kol chatoy shevateru lachatoyis Avodizorah. We learn out all the chiyav chatis from the avoid from the avera of Avodizorah. The Pasuk says, Torah achas yulachim, bepasha shlach lecho anoshim gabe korban Avodizorah. So by the chet of Avodizorah, you do it b'shoig, the Torah says, Torah achas, mashm all the other chiyuv chatoyis, you learn out from Avodizorah. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, just like there b'shoig yichai v'chatis, who are then here b'shabes yichai v'chatis. Rabbi Yeshua says the Chiddush, no, Rabbi Yeshua, hosom delav mitzvah. Over there, you're being over the Avodah Zorah, you're not being Torah, you're not doing any Dvar Mitzvah. Avohocha Mitzvah. But here you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. So since you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, even though you had no right to do this Mitzvah on Shabbos, still, since you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's not doing until the Avera of Avodah Zorah, therefore there's no Chiyuv Chatis. Shashab Yeshua, hosom Avodah Zorah, over the Avodah Zorah, lo yose Mitzvah. You didn't do any Mitzvah. But here, since you did a Mitzvah, Memele, it's not doing a Shabbos. You don't have any chiyav chatis. I luchur, what do you mean in kind of mitzvah luchur? Let it be a chsaron for mitzvah above yavera. Luchur, you're doing the mitzvah on Shabbos. You're doing the meal on Shabbos, and this day is really he's 9 days old today, so it's not doing a Shabbos. So luchur, let it be the mitzvah above yavera. So I think the achrenim master's kash. I think the only giyontif wants to say a teres that it doesn't pass mitzvah above yavera by mila. Because Mila, the Metzias of the Mitzvah, is that the kid is ois oral. He doesn't have the oral on him anymore. So Lamaisa, this kid does not have the oral on him. So you can't say it's not called the Kima Mitzvah, but Lamaisa, he doesn't have the oral on him anymore. So Mamela, there's a Kima, the Mitzvah's Mila. So Mela, how to be sure that you put that from a Chiv Chatas, because it's not Doima to the Avera of Avodah Zorah. There you have no Kima Mitzvah at all. Mashen can hear, since you have the Kima Mitzvah, even though it's not the Yechah Shabbos, still we say you have no Chiv Chatas. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda Masni Potter. Rabbi Yehuda learns different. He learns in the Mishnah, there's a case that everybody holds Yipotter. The Tanya, where's the case? Omer Rabbi Meir. Lenech leku Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua. Ami Yishoho Yeloi Beis Tinoikos. Echod Lamo Bera Shabbos. There's no machlokes in the case where the Moel had two kids to make a miller on. One was born on Friday. V'yechod Lamo B'Shabbos. One was born on Shabbos, the miller's on Shabbos. V'shochach the Moel made a mistake and forgot. He forgot to make the meal on Friday. And instead he took that kid and made the meal on Shabbos. And he thought that this is the kid who was really born on Shabbos. He's a locha shu potter. As everybody holds in this case, you potter from a chatas. And since you're toyi b'dva mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, you won't mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's not toyi Shabbos, you potter. Like we had before, this is not doima to the chet of Avodah Zorah. Aman nechleku, where is the machlokes though? Is where does Rabbi Eliezer say yechai b'chatis? One was born on Sunday, so the meal was supposed to be on Sunday. And one was born on Shabbos, that the meal should be on Shabbos. The Shochach the Moel made a mistake. He made the meal on the kid that was born on Sunday on Shabbos. So come to say he's only a ben shiva, he's only 7 days old on Shabbos. So the Moel was not mekayim any mitzvah at all. Here Reb Lezer holds you chayv echatis. And since you have no kima mitzvah at all, merely you chayv echatis. We have Yeshua poitah. Reb Yeshua says no. Even in this case, do you potah from mechiv echatis? Why? Ushneiim lelamdu elam avodas kechovim. They both learned this out from the chet of avodas zara. Reb Lezer sova kavodas kechovim. Ma avodas kechovim. Omer rachmon aloy savid vechiyavid mechayiv hachina amiloshino. There's a chet of avodas zara. Here also. You were mechal Shabbos. You made a chabur on Shabbos, even though you were toy b'dvar mitzvah. You thought you're doing the mitzvah, but here it's worse. Since you had no kima mitzvah, it's doyim to the chet of avodah zara. For Yeshua, no, hosom loytorah b'mitzvah. When you're doing dinin avodah zarah, the chlal, you're not even thinking you're doing a mitzvah. You're not torah b'chlal doing a mitzvah. Habahocha torah mitzvah. But here, when the moel did the milah on Shabbos, even though he's making a milah on a kid that's only 7 days old, he has no kima mitzvah, but at least the moel thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Since he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he thinks he has a right to do it, and he's doing a mitzvah, this shaygig is potter from a chatis. Not doima to the chet of avodah zarah. Rashi Rabbi Yeshua Hossam le Torah b'mitzvah. Hocha Torah b'mitzvah. Torah le'sasek b'mitzvah gemura. He thinks he's being oisek and doing a mitzvah. Sherei Echad Mehem Zmane Hayoim. He has two kids, and one of them taka the Zmane Shabbos. His one kid was born on Shabbos, one kid was born on Sunday. The Torah Liboy Lemar Velasis. He was Torah, he was Isaac, and doing the Mila fast. He made a mistake, or more or less zeh, shame by mitzvah klal. But still, he's potter from achatis, because it's not doing with the chet of avodah zarah. So the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Chiya Oimer, Hoye Rabbi Meya, Tanya Rabbi Chiya Oimer, Hoye Rabbi Meya, Le Nech Leku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, there's no machlekes al misha, Hoye Le Beis Tilekes, where the Moel had two kids, Echod Lomel B'Yer Shabbos, one's Mila was supposed to be done on Friday. V'yechod lomo b'Shabbos. One was supposed to be done on Shabbos. V'shoch achu mol eshel ero Shabbos b'Shabbos shuchayiv. He has the gifts of punfakert. In the case where you're making the milah on the Friday's kid on Shabbos, so now on Shabbos the kid is 9 days old. So ma'aseh, since it's 9 days old, it's called the milah shleibes manoi. You have a kim hamitzvah, but since it's not doicha Shabbos, he holds you on chayiv chatis. Everybody holds you chayiv chatis here. So more soon when the chur is a svar punfakert. Since you won't make a mitzvah, so you should be potter. Still, he holds no. Everybody holds you chayiv. Of Alma Nechleku, where is the machlekes that Rabbi Yeshua holds you potter? Almi shoyle beis tinoikus echad lomol achar Shabbos v'yechad lomol b'Shabbos. One was born on Sunday, one was born on Shabbos. V'shoch achumol leshal achar Shabbos. He made the milah on the kid who was born on Sunday on Shabbos. V'shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Even though now it's only he's only 7 days old and you have no kima mitzvah still. That's good. Of the still Rabbi Yeshua Poita. Still Rabbi Yeshua holds in this case you potter. Should we make a meal on the kid who was born on Sunday? You make the meal on Shabbos, it's only the seventh day. So you have no kima mitzvah. Still he holds you potter from machatis. For the Gemara, hash to Rabbi Yeshua Sefer, to loiko avid mitzvah. Poiter, more just for stira now. Madach in the case where the kid was born on Sunday, and you make the meal on Shabbos, so he's only 7 days old. You're not makayim any mitzvah. Still you say, since he's a toy, bitva mitzvah. He has no chiv chatis. He's part of a machatis. Of his oration in the first case. The koavid mitzvah. The case where the kid was born on Friday, and you made his meal on the next Shabbos. So the next Shabbos is the ninth day. He's 9 days old. So as though you have a kima mitzvah. So how could you say that you chayiv chatis doesn't make any svara? And the Gemara, Amri Devar Rabbi Yanai, Reisha teiku goin shekodam umoil shel Shabbos b'yera Shabbos. The Reisha is talking about where he made the mila of the kid that was born on Friday on Shabbos on Friday. So, come to sois. To leinit no Shabbos litchis. There's no het in Abachlal to make a meal on Shabbos. So what's the ratio talking about? One kid was born on Friday, one kid was born on Shabbos. Now the next Friday, the Moel made a mistake and made the meal on the kid who was born on Shabbos. From the source, when it comes Shabbos, how many kids left over? Only one kid. This kid was born last Friday, so today on Shabbos is the ninth day. He has no heter to be doicha Shabbos. So even though the Moel thinks he has a heter, but Lamai said there's no kid that has a heter to be doing on Shabbos right now. So Mela, that's not called the Torah B'dva Mitzvah. It's called Yamama Sheshoigi, you're making a mistake. Therefore, Yechayiv Echatis. Ma'ashem Kein Seifa, where does Rabbi Yeshua hold your potter? Nitne Shabbos Litchis. They're talking about one kid was born on Shabbos, and one kid was born on Sunday. So Lamai said you made a mistake, and you made the meal on the kid was born on Sunday on Shabbos. So it's saying true, you're not being mekayim any mitzvah, because the Sunday's baby is only 7 days old now on Shabbos. But the Lamai said there's another kid here. This other kid, since that kid was born on Shabbos, that kid has a heter to have his milah being done on Shabbos. So since one of the two kids have a heter to be done on Shabbos, here he's called his toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Like there is a heter to do one on Shabbos, and he thinks he's doing that one. So here it's a bigger p'tur. Rashi, l'nitnu Shabbos litchos. Shein by tinik sheis manoi hayoim. He's in the ratio where he made the milah on Sunday's kid on Shabbos. He made the kid that was born on Shabbos on Friday. Yeah. So b'zoi, which kid is left over? Only the kid was born on Friday. So on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv to do the milah at all. Hilkach loyhoyu torah hayoim b'mitzvah. Shloyhoyu mutal olav klum lasos. There's no kid right now on Shabbos to have a milah. because the kid was born on Shabbos, you made a mistake, you made the milah on Friday. The kid was born on Friday, that's still here now to have his milah is not doing a Shabbos. Therefore, we have a time you shouldn't have made a mistake, therefore in such a case, you have a chattis. But Shankin is safer, even though you made the milah on the kid. You made the kid, one kid was born on Sunday, one kid was born on Shabbos. So Maisi, you're making the milah now on day. So even though you're making the milah on Sunday's kid on Shabbos, but there's another kid here that was born on Shabbos, and he has a heter to be doing Shabbos. Therefore, it's called Toyev Dvar Mitzvah, and you're potter. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana Reisha Namiya Benitne Shabbos Litchas Lagabi Tinoikas Liyamlo. Even though this kid, there's no kid now to be doing Shabbos, but there are other kids that have heter to be doing Shabbos. There are other kids that are born on Shabbos. And the Gemara of Alahai Gavru Mioloi Is Yoyev. This smile doesn't have it lined up. Really, this smell has no heter, has no din to make a meal at all on the Shabbos. So therefore, he's called a shoygig and he's chayiv echatis. But in the other case, where there's a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, so one of the babies have a heter to have the meal on Shabbos, so even though he made a mistake and did the Sunday's baby on Shabbos, still we say it's potter from echatis. Because he has a heter to do a meal on Shabbos, for that tirda, he's potter from echatis.
The commission of Eiter. Koton nimol l'shmeina. Sometimes a koton has his bris milah. The chiv is to do it on the 8th day. It means the 8th day when he's 8 days old. Letisha, sometimes the chiv is when he's 9 days old. Oli asar, sometimes when he's 10 days old. Oli echad osa, sometimes when he's 11 days old. Oli yud beis, sometimes when he's 12 days old. Oli pochas v'lo yosef. It says never a chiv to make a milah before he's 8 days old. V'lo yosef, and never a chiv that extend longer than the 12th day. The more the Mishnah Hakei said, how is the case? Kedarka, if the kid is born normally in the middle of the week, is Lishmeina. So the bris milah is on the 8th day, or even if he was born on Shabbos, the milah is the next Shabbos, the 8th day. Neulad lebein hashmoshes, if the kid is born between Shki and Seiski Chovim, his bein hashmoshes any day of the week, is nimol letes. Then we make the milah first the 9th day. Why nimol letes? Rashi, Shireli Yom Shmini Shelmochor Hu Nimul, Veshema Ben Hashmoshes Yomu Venimulates. Like Monashem, Ben Hashmosh, let's say he's born Thursday after Shkia. So you can't make the bris next Thursday, because maybe it has a din Friday, and next Thursday will only be the 7th day. Therefore, Menasaf, we have to wait until the 9th day, until Friday. It's Friday, you can make the milah. Shel Erosh. Let's say Ben Ashmosha Shalera Shabbos. Let's say the kid was born Friday after Shkia. Hey, so Mesupik, if he was born on Friday, or born on Shabbos, then the Lachri is Nimul Yasar. Then you have to wait till the 10th day. Because you can't make the Mila next Shabbos, the 9th day, because maybe when he was born Ben Ashmosha, it was called Friday. So Bezoi, to make the Mila the next Shabbos is called the Mila Shleib Zman, it's not the Shabbos. Therefore, you have to wait till Sunday to make the Mila on Sunday, which is the 10th day. So Drashi Hoya Yoim Ero Shabbos. Is Eev Shalomoyle B'Shabbos Habo Tishem Etesu? Maybe it's the 9th day already. Vevile Milosh Leibizmana. Vienna Dech Shabbos. The din is a Milosh Leibizmana is not Dech Shabbos. Pesorach Lahamtim Adliach Rashabbos Shua Asiri. Therefore, we have to wait to the bris until Sunday, which is the 10th day. What about Yom Tiv Liach Rashabbos? It's again, the kid was born Friday Ben Ashmoshes. Friday. So Mesupik, if it was Friday, it was Shabbos. So we can't even wait now, so he's supposed to wait till next Sunday. What about if the next Sunday is Yomtiv? After Shabbos came a Yomtiv. So a Milah Shleib Zman is not Derech a Yomtiv either. So that's the case, Nimul Yech Rosa. You have to wait then until Monday, till after Yomtiv, and then you make the Milah. What about Beis Yomim, Shorosh Hashanah? Hey, so 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which, even though the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only Midrabanan, but I'll call upon him, this is the only Yomtiv Sheni that here is in Eretz Yisrael. It's the time of the Mishnah talking about an Eretz Yisrael. So the only case you have 2 days Yom Tiv is Rosh Hashanah. So let's say Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday. As the kid was born the week before Friday Ben Hashmoshes. So the next Friday you can't do it because maybe Ben Hashmoshes has a Din Shabbos. You can't do it the next Shabbos because maybe he was born Takoni on Friday. You can't do it the next Sunday because that's the first day Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it Monday because that's the second day Rosh Hashanah. So you have to wait until Tuesday, which is Lishnei Mosa. That's the 12th day. So the Mishnah Vayta. Koten ha-choyla. A koten that is sick. Ein moyle moysoi ad she-yavriya. You have to wait until he heals up, until he gets better. Calls the money sick, it's a sakana. You can't make a milah. So the Gemara. Omar Shmuel Chotzosay Chama. Hey, when the sickness goes away, when the fever goes away, is Noisnim Loi Kol Zayin Lahavrosay. And she can't make the milah as soon as he gets well. The Moshe, let's say the first 10 days he was sick, he had high temperature. And he first gets better after 10 days. She now let him make the milah the 10th day. But after when the fever goes away, then you first have to wait another complete 7 days. So Drashi Chotzos Sechama, Nishlaf Mimenu HaChayli, as the sickness went away, V'yotz Meguf, it went out of his body. Sagav Shan the Mishnah that if he's a Chayla, you can't make the milah. A Chayla here means a Chayla Kogufoy. His whole body is sick. He has like high temperature. Mashenken, if his stomach has pain, if his stomach has one aver is sick, then you could make the milah. Because if the whole body is sick, the loch which you can't make the milah. And even when he gets well, you have to first wait another complete 7 days. Fati Gemari Boilihu. Me being a mace lace. These 7 days, you need mamish, a complete 24-hour period. Now, let's say he gets well at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you want to make the bris the next week at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is it good or not? If one side is no, you have to have a complete 24-hour period. You have to wait until after the seventh day, till it comes again 1 o'clock, then you can first make the milah. Or else no, it's the mixas ayam kukule. It's enough 7 days, even though you don't have the complete day. Mixas ayam is kukule. So the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. The Tony Ludoi, that usually means a shame chocham, Jograshi, a shame chocham, yoim havrosoi, ki yoim hivoldoi. The day he gets better is considered as if he was born that day. Is the chur my love? Doesn't this mean ma yom hivoldoi loy bina meis leis? Just like the day you're born, you don't need meis leis. Mosh, let's say he's born 6 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, so he makes the milah the next Monday, even 9 o'clock in the morning, even though you don't have a complete 7 days or 24-hour period. Is the chur af yom havrosai? The same thing. You say the day he gets better, the temperature goes away. Is considered like he's born. The what? Leibina meis leis. You don't need a complete 7 days of meis leis. If he gets better, the temperature goes away 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the next week. You can make the bris 9 o'clock in the morning if you want. So tomorrow, loy. No, there's no right from here. I'll tell you. Odif yoim havrosim yoim hivoldei. It's a bigger chumra the day when you get well than from the day you're born. Dilo yoim hivoldei. So now, when a kid is born any day, we say leibina meis leis. You don't have to have a complete 24-hour period. Now we know, any time of the day the kid is born, Abi is born before Shkia, it's considered that day, it's considered one day, and wait until the next week, the next same day, if he's born Thursday, 6 o'clock, we make the meal the next week on Thursday. But Avad, you don't have to wait till 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you make the bris as early as you want in the morning. That stuff cooks when he's born. Mashenkin vilu yoim havrosi, in the case where he was born sick. And now he first gets well, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and echanami be'inam yes lies. You have to wait the complete 7 days of a 24-hour period each day. Therefore, you can't make the bris until the next week, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the same time when the temperature went away. And that's the halacha. At yom havrosa, you have to wait more chama. You have to wait a complete 7 days. Yes lies you need from the time he gets better. Zot mishne vayta. Elu hein tzitzin hama'akvin es ha-mila. Hey, these are tzitzin that are ma'akiv the mila. So Rashi says tzitzin, like we had before, means with tzuas shavosa, pieces of meat. Shenishru min orla, that remains even after the moyel made the mila, he didn't do a good job, and he left over some pieces of meat of the orla, still on it. Is certain pieces of meat are ma'akvin es ha-mila. That means it's considered like you did not do the mitzvah's mila, and you have to go over again and do it. You could even do it on Shabbos. What's the case? Bosar ha choyfes roiv hatorah. If you have a piece of meat that covers roiv of the atorah, so Drashi, what's called the atorah? He sofo gevoya. That's the high ring. Hamakefes es agid. It goes all around the gid. It's right before the tip of it. There's like the top ring. Sovit umimeno mishapeya biyurin l'roishay. From that ring, it starts to go down, slant downwards. Is you have a piece of meat that covers up roiv of the atorah, that's considered ma'akibes amila, and he's still called an oral. Vaitav yeinu oichel v'truma. Afkmini, if the kid is a kain, he's not allowed to eat truma. Strashi im kain hu, tiyafina b'yivomish ha'oral osa b'truma. An oral is also to eat truma, so he's not allowed to eat truma. Until you cut off, these tzitzin, cut off his extra piece of the meat that's still hanging there. So the Mishnah of yimho yobal bosa. Let's say the kid was fat. Or at least there's a lot of meat by the Mokum Orlo. He's even after the Moyo made the Mila.
still the top meat is hanging down, is misakta mifnei maros hayin. The Mishnah's mashma, even though midiraisa is called gemalt, once you cut off the orlo that was nizgalo ha-torum, is called gemalt midiraisa, and you don't have to have a cut off anymore. But mishnei maros hayin, if there's still meat there covering it up, you have to cut off the top part of the meat. So Rashi learns vimhoya balbosa, minshoya shomin. He was fat, the kid. Or at least by the gid, it was fat meat there. Venira bosa shalamala mealosai. The meat that's on top of the orla. It's not makiv. Really, it's not part of the orla. Really, you could see the atara. Just the top piece of the meat comes down and covers over the atara. Liacha shenitla orla kula. Even after the mill did a good job and.